not taxing mines correctly to invest in its citizens are part of the cause. Nathan Mpeta says the problem with government is that they think they are omnipotent. The government is not the alpha and omega. Mindset change should begin with our leaders too. The duty of every leader is to create an environment that is inclusive and conducive for growth, meaning fair opportunities for all should be given. Create jobs, reduce costs and taxes, improve quality of doing business. Then you have the right to tell us our mindsets if your job has been done.
Okay, Judy says, yes, mind shift shift is important. Hope the new curriculum helps. Also, government has a big role to play, especially when it comes to rural development. We expect new roads, clinics and schools in short, provide the social amenities also in rural areas to decongest the cities. I can stay in rural Zambia as long as some of these things are there. I want to grow crops in rural Zambia, but how about the roads to take the produce to the market? So rural development, please up your game. We can't all be in the city and fight for limited jobs.
All right. So that's some of the messages that have come through. We will take more of your comments, your contributions, also from our social media platforms, Phoenix FM Zambia on Facebook. And the Phoenix FM breakfast continues to 9 in the morning. For now, we get into the main news bulletin with Lusubilo Gondwe.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Ah. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Zambia pushes to conclude debt restructuring by September. Anthony Mokweta says Zambia-US relations remain strong despite minor diplomatic glitch. Trump pledges to lift serious sanctions as he seals a $142 billion arms deal on Saudi visit. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkolukusa, says government is aiming to conclude the remaining $1.3 billion debt restructuring negotiations by September this year. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nkolukusa, however, says the targeted time frame will largely depend on the willingness of creditors to participate in the restructuring process. He has noted that the only disincentive for creditors delaying the process is that government will not service debts that are yet to be agreed upon under the restructuring framework. Mr. Nkulukusa also highlighted that much like during the highly indebted poor countries HIPC initiative, not all creditors may be willing to participate in the restructuring, but is hopeful that all stakeholders will come on board to ensure the talks are successfully concluded. Zambia has been engaged in protracted debt restructuring efforts following its default in 2020 as the country seeks to restore debt sustainability and boost investor confidence.
You cannot set a time frame because these are the people you are going to them and tell them, can we restructure your debt? And you start negotiating. It is their money. You borrowed from them. And you are going to them to tell them, we are now going to behave. And we'll make sure that we will never reach such a threshold. And we are asking if you can help us. So it's up to them to say yes or no. The only disincentive for them to delay is that for as long as we don't agree, we don't start servicing their debt. If they agree, then we research and we start servicing their debt. But you remember, even under the HIPC, it's not everyone who came and agreed. But we hope everyone will be able to agree. Now that everyone has come in our estimation, we are thinking that probably we can finish by September. But that's just our estimation.
International relations expert and former ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, has downplayed fears of a diplomatic standoff between Zambia and the United States, describing the current tension as a minor issue in an otherwise strong bilateral relationship. Mr. Mukwita's remarks follow a joint press briefing held on Monday by Home Affairs Minister Jack Mwembo, Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Haimbe, and Health Minister Elijah Muchuma, during which the ministers cautioned diplomats accredited to Zambia against interfering in the country's internal affairs. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mukwita has emphasized that Zambia and the U.S. continue to enjoy a long-standing and productive partnership, describing the recent diplomatic exchange as just a scratch on an otherwise solid relationship. He says the fact that both sides are still communicating, even through the media, is a sign of a healthy diplomatic relationship, and he is confident that both countries would maintain open dialogue and continue working together on key areas of mutual interest. However, he has acknowledged that the joint briefing by the three ministers appeared to be a response to recent comments made by U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, which may have placed pressure on government to react publicly.
We enjoy a relationship of more than 60 years. The U.S. government has helped Zambia with more than $600 million annually. So when they complain that there has been pilferage or suspicions of theft, I think it is just a good thing that they are able to express it. If they wanted to be harsh, I think they would have simply pulled the rug off our feet. What is playing out in diplomacy for us is just it's just a scratch. I think the picture is much bigger. The love, romance, and diplomacy between Zambia and the United States is much, much bigger. I think we will go towards the end of this. I think the government of Zambia was under pressure, in my view. I think they were just under pressure to say they should show that they could say something.
Youth, Sports and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu says government will complete the payment of 2,000 interns under the National Youth Internship, Volunteer, Apprenticeship and Graduates IVAG program in the next 3 months. Mr. Nkandu, in an interview with Phoenix News, has acknowledged that resource constraints have delayed the settlement of stipends owed to participants across all 10 provinces. He explains that the payment of outstanding allowances has so far reached 50% completion, with the Eastern, Western and Central provinces fully cleared. The minister has outlined a province-by-province approach targeting full disbursement within the next 3 months. On the 4th of January 2023, the ministry released an advert on the IVAG program inviting applications from youths in all 10 provinces of the country, whose selection was completed on February 6th, 2023, and subsequent selection of 2,000 interns on June 7th, 2023, after which most of them have not received their allowances.
We had some backlog of outstanding debt, which we didn't pay to these interns, and we have started now paying them. Now, what we are doing is that I think we started with Eastern Province has been cleared, came to Western Province, Western Province has been cleared, everyone came to Central Province, everyone has been cleared. So we are now on a path where we are clearing province by province, and very soon, and I can say very, very soon, there will be no intern who will be crying that the government has not paid him or her, because we are now dismantling these intents. So we are on course. I think we are now at 50% in the next 3 months. I think everyone would have been paid.
The Zambia National Service, ZNS, has announced progress in the implementation of the voluntary ZNS training program, but has revealed that several key challenges must be addressed before the initiative can be fully rolled out nationwide. ZNS Commander, Lieutenant General Maliti Soloji, says preliminary assessments have highlighted gaps in areas such as volunteer physical fitness, curriculum readiness and training center infrastructure, and